let's get back to it now. I'm glad you're here. I do appreciate you taking the time to step in and be educated. We got a lot to learn here today. Dan DeGria is a senior director of the Atlantic Council's Freedom and Prosperity Center. He was the State Department's special representative for commercial and business affairs between 2019 and 2021, a member of the Secretary of State's Policy Planning Office between 2018 and 2019. He says, masterminding victory in the new Cold War, there are insights from a brand new book that he's part of, We Win, They Lose. All right, Dan, welcome to the program.
Delighted to be here, and as I was saying in the green room, I admire your program, and I agree with what you just discussed with your previous guest.
Really appreciate that. We got a lot, but here's the thing. They flood the zone. You know, we've got to fight on, you know, EVs over here and an open border over here and sending money to Ukraine over here and inflation and all these other things. I mean, we're getting bombarded with stupidity, Dan, and unfortunately, that's just the way it feels. But you have a new book. We Win, They Lose, how to Win the New Cold War Against China. Let's start with a couple of things. Let's talk about Joe Biden's foreign policy, first of all. Whether it's Afghanistan withdrawal, all this money and gold and treasure to Ukraine, dealing with North Korea, any of it. Has Joe Biden had an effective foreign policy anywhere since he stumbled into the Oval Office?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, thank you very much for having me on your show, and especially in the critically important state of Michigan. Now, we wrote the book, Matt Kronick, my co-author and I, because we believe that the Biden foreign policy is lacking. It projects weakness. Weakness is tantalizing to autocrats who are challenging America's interests around the world. Our book, entitled We Win, They Lose, starts from the premise that we are in a Cold War. And the Cold War requires that we are sober in our decisions and we are deliberate, and that we have a winning strategy. And we are defining this winning strategy as being a fusion between the enduring principles of Reaganism, but with the update that is provided by Trumpism, by the America First principles of former President Trump. And yes, the Biden, it's during the Obama.
Let me ask you something, Danny. You made me curse something right there. And that is, you know, Donald Trump says we should not be spending all this time and treasure in Ukraine, which I agree with, by the way. It's not a NATO country. It's not a natural ally, except the CIA has a dozen, you know, operations going on there, other than the fact that they have those labs and so forth and things going on. We don't have any real interest in Ukraine. That's not isolationist, is it? That's not a new Monroe doctrine. That is being pragmatic and saying, look, we don't have an interest there. It's a very corrupt nation. We shouldn't be there. What's wrong with that approach to Ukraine?
Yeah, so President Trump made some very telling comments about Ukraine, and actually I wrote a thoughtful article on that together with General Keith Kellogg, who has worked in the Trump White House. The big difference between the Biden administration's position that we should, quote, be on Ukraine's side to the end, without defining what the end is. So it could be a forever war where we keep sending the money and we don't know what the end state is. In contrast,
two things about that real quick. First of all, Ukraine was never going to defeat Russia. That's number one. And number two, we can't change any of that. We can't. I mean, Ukraine, they were never going to win. And Russia's not going to invade Poland next. Those are the two things. I don't believe that Russia's going to go engage NATO after having this inability to beat the JV squad in Ukraine quickly. I don't believe either of those things. Go on.
Yeah, so what President Trump basically said was, I will make peace in Ukraine, and the objective should be to stop the killing. The objective should be peace, not to continue the war. The objective should be to bring Putin and Zelensky to the negotiating table. Now, we can surmise from here that what would be needed would be for Ukraine to make some territorial concessions, temporarily, the way there was an East Germany and a West Germany for a while, and then later they reunified. The United States does have an interest in not having Putin win. Putin is an ally of Xi Jinping, actually the only consequential ally of China, our clear adversary. So in the book that Matt Kronick and I wrote, we talk about the new axis of evil, that is China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. So we do want Putin defeated there. But I do agree with you. It is unlikely at this point that Putin will attack NATO if he cannot defeat Ukraine.
Yeah. So where do we go from here? Let's talk about, we've got a couple of minutes here. I want to talk about China and the new Cold War, because you talk about Putin and China being allies. They are, but they're not natural allies. We really are more natural allies with Russia, as we were in World War II, than China and Russia are. It's a relationship of necessity at the moment. But is there a way that we can win the new Cold War? You lay this out in the book, We Win, They Lose. Tell me about that. We've got a couple of minutes.
Yeah, the way so President former Secretary Pompeo wrote a foreword to the book, he takes our concept and shortens it. What we say is that we need to bring China and its allies, Russia, Iran, and North Korea, to a situation where they either give up in challenging our interest, in threatening our interest, or we contain them to the point where they cannot threaten our interest. Secretary Pompeo called it either they capitulate or we incapacitate them. So basically we need to go back to the Reagan principle of peace through strength. We need to be so strong that no adversary will ever challenge us. We need to have a strong economy, and I agree with what you were saying before.
But how do we get there? $35 trillion in debt because of this incredibly reckless spending. We went from $5 trillion when Barack Obama walked into the White House to 35, seven times higher than when Barack Obama showed up. Our hands are tied. Dan, our hands are tied, are they not?
You are absolutely right. We are now getting close to the situation where we are spending more on interest on our debt than on our defense budget. So the key to that problem is to unleash our energy industry, our energy resources, to cut taxes and reduce regulation, allow our economy to grow faster, and that's how we will pay down the debt.
Which would be brilliant, except they're attacking the energy industry at every turn. I'm up against the break here. I'd love to have you back, though, Dan. Dan DeGria, the new book, We Win, They Lose, an outline of how Trump and Reagan are much closer aligned than you would think. The new Cold War, how to beat China, how we deal with all of these things and deal with the energy policies and debt as well. It's all in the book, We Win, They Lose. Dan, you come back anytime. We got a lot more to talk about.
Thank you, Steve. Best of luck to you.
Really appreciate it. There you have it. Still to come, we'll have Charles Sauer here. National security is an excuse to limit free speech. He says it's the TikTok debate. TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. That debate coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.
What's CBD? Well, I can tell you this. CBD is not about getting high. It's about getting well. CBD comes from cannabis, but it's not marijuana, and it doesn't get you buzzed. It is used to manage pain, calm people, level out anxiety, and help you sleep. It also works for pets, too. It's great. CBD is here to help. And the best CBD comes from PatriotsRelief.com. PatriotsRelief.com, or call 877-230-1776. Use promo code Gruber for 40% off.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for